It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday. Brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, yesterday, tax day, and we kind of broke tradition. Normally, we do Willie Nelson songs on tax day. Ha ha. We didn't yesterday, but we will today, to the year
1967.
And as we were talking about and why we left today, an interesting day in sports history. It was the day where Wayne Gretzky announces his retirement. Michael Jordan plays his final game. John Madden retired from broadcasting. And it's kind of, in this one, it was sports that finally made this Willie tune popular.
Misery calls for me. The part is over.
Because you know what to do.
Turn out the lights.
Yeah, that's right.
The party's over.
1967, at least Willie's version of it. It was written by Willie Nelson, and he wrote it during the mid-50s. He finally recorded the song himself, though, about almost 10 years after he wrote the thing. Came out in February of 1967. It was included as the title track of one of Willie's earliest albums. But it was back in 1956 that Willie moved from Fort Worth to Portland, Oregon. And he went from being a DJ in Fort Worth, going down the road from where we broadcast, to a DJ in Vancouver, Washington, hosting the show on the radio, The Western Express with Willie Nelson.
Oh, Western Express.
He became very popular, too, as a DJ there, and he continued to make some live performances with his music. And during that time, he wrote The Party's Over. When he moved to Houston from Portland, he stopped by the Esquire Ballroom to sell the songs he'd written. He wanted to sell it to house band singer Larry Butler. Do we know that name? No, we don't. But we know the Willie songs that he tried to sell. Now, Butler refused to purchase the songs and instead signed Willie to be his band. And then Butler would start ending every single show every night by letting Willie sing solo on The Party's Over. It was really Willie's first shot at being a frontman and a vocalist. Now, he then didn't do anything with the song. In fact, it was actually first recorded by somebody else completely, a singer named Claude Gray in 1959. But it was in 66 late that Chet Atkins brought Willie into the studio. His backup band on this copy, Jerry Reed on guitar, and the famous Pig Robbins on piano.
Ah.
Yeah, this was one of four tracks they recorded. All in one day, The Party's Over was selected as the A-side single release, and it did okay. Number 24 on the chart. It wasn't until Dallas Cowboy great, the dandy Don Meredith, would close out Monday Night Football games, or really when the games were over, sometimes way before the final whistle.
Turn out the lights, the party's over.
Ah, dandy Don, and the wonderful Willie Nelson.
Turn out the lights,